prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time we have to come together this morning. We thank you that you love us enough to wake us up this morning, and we thank you because you, Father God, know best. So we just want to thank you for the two women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who thought it not robbery to start this call. We thank you for their obedience and their yes. We thank you for the mouthpiece with the message who will come forth this morning with a word from on high. We thank you, Lord, because we understand that you are God all by yourself. We ask right now and thank you for the Des de Leon family and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them. Lord, we just want to do that which will glorify your name. We just want to walk in your perfect will for our lives. So we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we call it done. Amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can. Take it away. The floor is yours, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, it's a brisk morning here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I love that tag you said, Father Knows Best Friday. And yes, he does. He knows best. And we're so grateful for you opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning. Well, good morning, TMC family. It is Friday, and we're so delighted to have each and every one of you on this call this morning, and we're so grateful that you took the time out to share with us and pray with us and know that God, our Father, knows best on this Friday morning. Well, I'm Minister Brenda Terrell, and I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. In Ocean Springs is my town, and I tell you, we are excited about what God is doing in this day and time. And if this is your first time being on the call, we give you a special Kingdom's greeting and say welcome, welcome, welcome. We call it the Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we are here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And you please come back and join us anytime during that period of time. We thank God for allowing this call to be in process for 5 years. Yes, we celebrated 5 years. We're going into the sixth year, and two phenomenal appointed and anointed women of God started this call, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. So we are so grateful to God that these two women stayed and endured with this call, and here we are today going into our sixth year. Now, we got a scripture that we are standing on daily with this call, and it is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your family and your friends to join us here on the Master's Call. Now, we also have a website, and you can visit it anytime. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you know me, I love to stress on our theme. Yes, we're about to finish up 2015, but guess what? Our theme still for this year is in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen, and we are seeing just that, and we're so grateful to God for it. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Kai did so eloquently, or a host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you might want to share a word that the Lord has in your belly, please submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, today is Friday. We also take your prayer requests and praise reports, by the way, that you could send there. But today is Friday. So guess what? You have the opportunity to remain on the call at the end of the sermon and verbally submit your prayer requests and or your praise reports, and we'll be delighted to help you and assist you in every way, because we want to pray together where we can bombard heaven in your behalf. Now, we're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal company called Artists International, and I say God ordained this health and wellness company. It's assisting millions around the world with their healthier lives, and we're so grateful for it. And right now, we're in the process of in the 72-hour weight loss system process. I'm telling you, we got a takeover going on across the nation, across the world, and we're so thankful for it. So to get more information about that, we have a new morning motivational call you can go to, and it's held right after this call, Monday through Fridays. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300, and the pin is 539-598#. Now, also, I want to inform you that we are preparing to go to Las Vegas in February. So you might want to get with us and want to join us, because we are expecting great things to take place with this company as we are helping people where they can process and get started and do weight loss in 72 hours. And we have wonderful, wonderful testimonies that are taking place now, this day, and in this hour, where people are just wonderfully losing weight in 72 hours. So get on that call and find more information about that. I'm getting out of the way because I know we are all ready to hear a word from the Lord. And I am so excited about this woman of God who is going to come before us. She is such an humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, and she has a husband named Doug. And I tell you, they are just a blessing, because Ada is that's her name, is Minister Ada. She's under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith and at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. This woman of God is a mother, she's a grandmother, and I tell you, she's always assisting others in every way she can. You could tell she's truly a servant of God. And she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She's the co-founder of Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues and concerns. And I tell you, she is a teacher. She is a preacher. She delivers the word profoundly. And I'm getting out of the way because Minister Ada loves to read the word, study the word, and you will see it in her message. Well, at right now, I am getting this information that I'm going to introduce another wonderful woman of God. And I tell you, this woman of God is no stranger to the masses. And when I say no stranger to the masses, I mean just that. This woman of God, I tell you, has been a blessing to the master's call in every aspect. I thank God for her, because she has been there for each and every one of us in any given time, in any given season. I glorify God because she is a servant, not only for the master's call, she is a servant in Artists International. She is a servant in ministry. She is a servant to help her mother. She is a servant in every aspect when you call upon her. I tell you, God uses this woman. She is a blessed woman of God because God has ordained her not only to be an engineer, but also to be a woman who can bombard heaven. And guess what? Things happen. Praise God. I'm getting out of the way because all of you, I'm sure, know that I am talking to none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I give God glory for her, and I'm passing it over to her. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that kind introduction. Honored to serve this morning. Thank you so much, Prayer General, for hosting God's people and getting the atmosphere and the platform set. And thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting the people and giving us our tag this morning, that our Father, he really does know what's best this Friday and every day. So I praise God for these powerful women of God, part of our Master's Call team. Thank God for each and every one of you. I also want to honor our co-founder, which I see Dr. P.K. Roberts on the board, also with us this morning. So praise God for the family being here today. And for our first-time listeners, see a couple of numbers I haven't ever seen before, we want to welcome you and send a special shout-out of hospitality and greeting. Please don't make this your last time to call in. We are always and have been here 5 years. We're starting into our fifth year, and we are excited that we shot out of the gate after October 25th, and we thank God for our 5 years of his grace, of his mercy, and his continued favor upon this call. Dr. PK has been talking a lot, and I got so tickled when she spoke the other day, yesterday, on giving thanks. And I could see Gora Powell, I could see Jim Neighbors leaning his head back, saying thank you, because that is truly what we are all about. Just waking up this morning, we should have been saying, thank you, Jesus. And I want to just drop a few nuggets in your spirit this morning, titled November to Remember, Agape Love in Action. November to Remember, Agape Love in Action. In other words, my subheading is Making It Happen, the three M's to Godly Success. Making it happen, the three M's to Godly Success. I teach Bible study at my church every Wednesday, and I've been teaching a series about personal service the last couple of weeks. And I got my old self excited Wednesday teaching because I was talking about our motives and what the fruit of the Lord. And we all know Galatians 5, that talks about that everything we do has to filter through the fruit. Did it represent the agape love? That's what that first love is in that 22nd chapter, in the 22nd verse in the 5th chapter of Galatians when Paul wrote to the church of Galatia. And he was reminding them that we have to demonstrate love, but our motives have to be pure. We need to notify our face. That second one was joy, because the joy of the Lord really is our strength. Then he talked about peace, being drama-free. And I have been having a good time just dealing with those three. Because, see, it's not if the fiery darts of life come at you. It's when the fiery darts of life come at you. And how will you handle it? Will you keep an attitude of gratitude? Will you demonstrate agape love in action and still keep it moving, making it happen? And so since we are in the home stretch of this year and we desire for this season really to be in November to remember, and it has been that because a lot of awesome things have happened in our individual lives, our corporate lives, for our company with artists, in the body of Christ. Just we really want to remind and minister to our spirits and our minds today that we're going to make it happen for our family, our finances, and our future. So this morning we're going to talk about the three M's to godly success. The three M's to godly success, and not a success according to the world, but we're going to filter it through the Word, because it's always the world versus the Word, and we as believers need to make sure the Word always wins. It's His Word that is eternal. It's not your experience, even if it doesn't line up with the Word, because usually it's your perspective of what happened that has to line up with the Word. What do you mean by that, Pastor Vanessa? You know, so many of y'all have seen this picture. I love it, love it, love it, love it, where this picture of this little baby cub, this little lion, has come against an adversary that would try to destroy, because it obviously has slipped away from its mother. And it thinks it's opened its mouth, and it thinks it's made this mighty roar that's making this hyena stop in its tracks. But really, its mother has come up behind it, and the hyena saw its mother and said, uh-oh, let me keep moving. Well, the little cub, from his perspective, he thought it was his roar. He thought it was his roar that stopped it. But really, it was his mother behind. And many times we think it's us, but oh, it's the Holy Ghost and all of heaven backing us up. So we got to have the first M, the right mindset, from our perspective, make sure we see it through the word and not with the perspective of the world. As I was teaching them in that Bible study, I said, you know, we got to have balance. I'm not going to even be a holy hater of you Empire Watches and Scandal and Murder, She Wrote, but I tell you what, if you know every character, every plot line, every song that they've introduced on Empire, you ought to know a good few hymns of the church. You ought to know a lot of scriptures and all the players of Paul and Lydia. And when we say Amos and when we say Hosea, you should say Ho-Who, because, see, if you can learn all of that, oh, I ain't gonna leave the men out. If you can quote every football statistic and you part of the fantasy football, there ought to be some statistics about the word in your head, too. It's the mindset for us to have godly success. See, it's so important to have a mindset, that first M on our way to making it happen. We've got to learn to seek God and get the mind of Christ, get his desires, use his system, follow his strategy for our lives. I always quote this verse over my life every day, 1 Corinthians 2:16, in that 16th verse in the second chapter of Corinthians, in the first division, book of Corinthians, when he wrote to the heathen folks at Corinth. You know, that was a seaport. And eliminate everything that's going on at the seaport. He said, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have, in other words, making a declaration, laying hands on your own forehead, but we have the mind of Christ. See, to have a godly mindset, it takes a daily practicing what God says about you. Often it's not what we feel or even may think, but only what God says about us. Choose to daily develop a godly mindset by speaking, decreeing, declaring over your life only what God says about you. No more stinking thinking. Our attitude, it really does, Eagles, determine our altitude. And we've got to develop and nurture a godly mindset, which has us soar high like the eagles that we are. Yeah, I'm a prophesy even into your own spirit, even though your mind may be wrestling about what's wrong, what I can't do, and you're getting comfortable, stuck on average. No, we are, yes, average people, but with the Holy Ghost inside of us, we are called to do extraordinary things. How? By rehearsing his word, letting all of heaven and earth hear what the word says about us. That's why I love on our new morning motivational call. And even Godmother Dorothy started this off at the beginning of the call with Pastor Joel Osteen's book on the declarations. We start that call off with Queen Victoria every morning and put your name in it and speak to the heavens, align the atmosphere, and make your surroundings by saying only what God says about you. In Ephesians 3:20, and the Bible says, now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. I love those descriptive adjectives, exceeding and abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. I don't know about you, but I can think pretty big. According, but here's the catch. Here's the prerequisite. Here's the condition. But it's according to the power that worketh in us. A lot of prayer, a lot of power. Little prayer, little power. And that is 20th verse of Ephesians 3. What about Joshua? What a, when the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Meditate means study, therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. You got to do your part first. I've got to do my part first. I've got to study the word like I study the stuff that pleases my flesh. Okay, give it a minute, but give an hour to the word so that you may make your way prosperous. And then you shall have good success. All Revelation 12:11, and the Bible says, I am an overcomer. I'm speaking to your spirits this morning. Shaking off some cobwebs off your mind. So we stop being so negative and thinking that negative. Because I quote that Revelation 12:11 when the devil loses his absolute slap damn mind. And I have to remind him and all of heaven, I am an overcomer. And I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of thy testimony. And they love not their lives even until the death, Yes, God, got to speak the word, eat the word, decree and declare the word over your life and your family. See, Job 22, that 27th to 28th verse, it tells you, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall, not maybe, not 50-50, it shall be established. When you keep hammering with the light of God's word, darkness, it will pack up its stuff and go. The wrong mindset can have the three D's of doom. What's the three D's of doom, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. The wrong mindset can delay, derail, and ultimately destroy the plans and purposes God has for you. We're talking this morning about a November to remember, agape love in action. We started off this year saying in 2015, let us, through me, point to your own self. Miracle signs and wonders will be seen. Hey, the Calvary hadn't gone in yet. Let's this November remember to let the agape love be in action. Well, what's that second M as I run on to make sure we make our time this morning? The second M is achieving our three M's of godly successes. We got to take some massive action. You can't just talk about it. At some point, we got to be about it. Be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word also. See, many times we forget that Jesus sought his Father in prayer for a strategy, but he got off his Holy Ghost knees and went about doing the work of the ministry. James chapter 2, verse 18. James is my favorite book because it's the common sense book. And I know common sense is not common, but praise him anyhow. Yea, a man may say, thou have faith and I have works. But James said, show me thy faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. See, the two main ingredients of massive action is motivation and momentum. Oh, we got some awesome momentum going on in artists right now. And we praise God for it. But it's got to be coupled, first cousin, running partner, with the massive action. See, there's a saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Put some energy in your voice. People sound, they can see the excitement and hear it in your voice. Let others see and feel your positive energy in everything you're doing, and it will absolutely become contagious and build the momentum, and it will ultimately make it happen. See, in the Bible, we saw Paul operate with massive action, always displaying his great love for Christ, motivating others to serve Christ, no matter what. And we read in our Bible still today how it created a momentum 2,000 plus years later that has turned the lives of people upside down, with our ultimate example being Jesus. He took massive action with everyone he encountered. And then lastly, in our November to remember, agape love in action, making it happen with our three M's to godly success, that third M, and achieving the three M's of godly success. What do you think that third M would be? Remember, the first one was mindset. The second one, you have to take your massive action. Oh, but third, you have to build a monument, a memorial. What do you mean by that, Pastor V, about build a memorial? Well, you got to have some landmarks. You know, one thing I loved about the children of Israel, every time they had a victory, every time they had a breakthrough, they stopped and they built a memorial. We just got through celebrating Veterans Day, and we celebrated those many men and women who gave their lives, and we got to keep a picture in front of us that constantly reminds us of how far we've come and how far God yet wants to bring us. See, you hear the Jews talk about, we never forget. See, in Deuteronomy, they were taught that you tie this event around the doorpost of your home, around the fingers of your children. See, we as a people of color, sometimes the black folks, we don't remind our kids and our children's children of the sacrifices that have been made and how good they have it, but it's on the backs of someone else who paid a price. We got to build a monument and keep the picture in front of us of the promises of God, of what he said he was going to do in us and through us and keep working toward it. So get a mindset this morning that glorifies God and stays anchored in his word. Oh, decide I'm going to take massive action. See, the car can't move till we get out of park. Ha, Selah. So we've got to keep it going, keep it moving. You may have some hiccups, but keep it moving. And then thirdly, build a memorial, build a monument that glorifies God so that your children's children's children can see that you, in your season, you made it happen for you and your family. Father God, I thank you for this word. Seal it in their hearts in this season of thanks. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Wanda.
Hallelujah. Praise God for that profound message. A November to remember. Agape love in action. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for such a profound message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify your holy and righteous name. We say, holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And we thank you, Father, for the glory that you have brought to us this morning, the glory of your word, O God, that our mindsets and our massive action and that our momentum, O God, of a memorial is so key in order to glorify you. So, Father, we ask you, Lord, as this word has been brought to us in such a profound way, we ask that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Bless her, Lord, in every aspect of her life. We thank you, Father, for showing up and showing out, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God, that she may encounter. We glorify you, Father, for her being a woman of God who teaches and preaches and declares your word, Lord, in the atmosphere. And we thank you, Father, that she is our mother eagle that you assigned to us. So we ask that you bless her family, bless her mother, Lord, bless everything that concerns her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, we lift up all the families, Lord, that are in a state of bereavement, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Candy and her daughter, Lord God, and the rest of the family, Lord God, that has encountered deaths in their family, Candy's husband and then her daughter's mother-in-law. Father, we know that everything is still working together for the good of those that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So fulfill your purpose in every situation for them, Lord God. Nobody can comfort like you can, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it in the name of Jesus. Lord, minister to Roger Worthy and his family in such a manner, Lord God, as he laid to rest his wife, Father, and we thank you that you're doing a mighty work in him, through him, and for him, in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up those that are sick and shut in, Harold's mother, Lord God, and Leroy. Father, we know that you're doing a great work, and you still are the Jehovah Rapha, who we call on and say you are the God who heals. So we thank you for doing it in the name of Jesus. It's not by might, it's not by power, is by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you for the family members who are on this call. We ask that you continue to bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we got this message this morning. And guess what? You got all weekend to listen to it and thank God for it. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And that, then the pin is the same. 957-677-POUND. Now, stay on the call because this is Friday. We're taking your praise reports and your prayer requests, and we give God glory for this opportunity. Now, we do have the morning motivational call, which is 530-881-1300, 539-598-POUND. Well, TMC family, it's been such a pleasure and an honor to host each and every one of you. I give God glory for you, and this is Father Knows Best Friday. So I'm turning it over to our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to close us out with the benediction and carry on with the second half. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you again for all that you do, Minister Brenda and Minister Kai, and to all of you. Trust that you will hear and receive this word. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this Father's Knows Best Friday. that we trust in the fact that you do know best, and that we will in this November remember it is all about you. And with the agape love, we'll move in action. We'll get out of park and our mindset. We'll get the massive action going to make it happen for our children and our children's children to do a and create a legacy and a lifestyle that glorifies you. Daddy God, I just thank you for just allowing us to be ready in season and out of season to be your word and to be your minister in the marketplace as we leave this call to go out into the highways and the byways. Bless us, anoint us, direct us, and we will point others back to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you, as always, for being a part of what we do here on the Master's Call. It is Friday, as I stated, and on every Friday we have for the last 5 years, and as we enter into this fifth year, we thank God that we are still taking those praise reports and hearing our prayer requests each and every Friday. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please hit *6 and then 1 and then go into the queue. And God will, and we will definitely be ready to hear that. I see our co-founder has popped into the queue. Good morning, co-founder. Welcome, welcome.
Well, it's certainly, certainly good to be on this morning. As our prayer general has already stated, it is brisky and beautiful here in Mississippi this morning, and I give God the glory. Girl, I thank you for giving us a powerful word this morning. It doesn't matter if we have momentum, if we aren't moving. I mean, oh, my God, your message was really good. Thank you so much for blessing us. And it was so good to hear our own Sister Kai on this morning as well, my dear sweetie poo. Now, I just want to say that as we are entering into Thanksgiving, and yesterday you all know I just thank you all the way, but I am just so grateful that the Lord reminded me yesterday of how important it is for us to love up on our senior citizens and let them know that this is such a wonderful season. I mean, just dropping off a little soup and bread, just anything, showing up with a smile. But select a senior citizen to let them know how much you love them and appreciate what they are doing, have done, and the fact that we are standing on their shoulders. And so I just give God praise this morning for our senior citizens, and I thank God for all of those, my mamas and daddies, who prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me and pray for us so that we can be where we are today. And just praying that all of us stay in the right mind as we are entering this season, not just of Thanksgiving, but this holiday season that is hustle and bustle. God bless you, and thank you so very much for what you do, Pastor Vanessa. I absolutely love and respect you.
Well, I absolutely love and respect you, too. And we thank God for you. Thank you for getting us started this morning, and we'll continue to lift you up in your ventures with the Joy Retreat and all that you do out there now in Monticello, Mississippi. We praise God for you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do want to give a praise report before I get going and forget. I know Dr. PK had talked to her at the beginning of the week, and I spent a long time talking to her yesterday. Wanted to let you know, Pastor Candy, God has definitely just been so good to her, and she had such a strong praise report and just thanking God for his peace that he's giving her with the transition of her husband, Stan, this time last week. And she just said she just feels so spoiled and so loved by everybody. Many calls and cards, and just she feels the prayers of the righteous. And she gave me such a powerful little testimony, and I was reminding her God takes care of every little thing, from the fact that even before Stan went home, she had her and her BFF, who we love, or BGF, as she says, Miss Willa, had planned a little road trip. So it came in at the perfect time that Willa was up from Florida and there with her. in Tennessee to be with her. And then they went to Chicago and just had a blessed time for everybody to love on her. But she was sharing with me yesterday how in her new place that she's living in down in Nashville, that she doesn't really know anybody but this one gentleman who lives next door, and she would just kind of speak to him, and he would go his way and she would go hers, but that's the only person she knew. And, you know, in big apartment, not apartments, but where they're living, that a community, you just often don't get to meet all your neighbors like we did sometimes when we were kids growing up. Long story short, she said she had really been packing things up and rearranging things to, downsize since Stan has gone home, and she wanted to put some things up in storage but just didn't know how or who there in Nashville to get it done. And she said literally when she was going back into her place, the guy walked by and spoke to her, and he said, "Hi, how are you doing?" And she just said, "Well, my husband just died." And he said, "Oh, my goodness." And she said he reached to hug her. And she said, "You know, Pastor Vanessa, I don't really know him that well." And I just bust out crying in his arms. And he was just right there for me and said, "If there's anything I can do, let me know." And she said, you know, she got it together and went on inside. And she saw him again the other day, and he said, "Is there anything I can do?" And she told him how she needed to move some things. He goes, "Well, you know what? I own a movie company, and I'll help you." And she's like, "Oh, my God. The main thing I needed done, the only thing I needed done, this man was, and never knew the whole time we've been living there a year, that he owned a movie company." And then not only did he come and move, when she said, "Well, let me go get my checkbook so I can pay you," he said, "Oh, no, I'm here for you." And I meant that. And he moved some big, huge furniture, she was telling me. And I was reminding her, I said, look how God takes care of the little things if we let him. That encourages somebody today. Listening, when you're worried about the cares of life, and remember how the Lord said, the birds of the air, they don't worry about where things are coming from. They know their Father. Our Father who knows best will take care of us. And the fact that that's the only person she knew in that whole place where she's living, and then it would be the one person who could take care of her need and would not even let her pay him. And he owns the business. And she said he came with another guy, and they moved heavy pieces of china cabinet and upstairs, real work. And we just laughed and said, look at our daddy God. And she just talked about all the calls and the love. So we are family. We are family, and we're here one for another. So just continue to send those words of prayer. The homegoing celebration for Stan will be back at their church with Pastor Bill Winston in Chicago on December 5th. And, of course, the Master's Call family will be sending something. But she doesn't want flowers. And so I'm going to ask you all to send to our PayPal account again for those who want to put something else in her hand. To Dr. Vanessa, ppd@yahoo.com. And I'm going to post it on our website page, themasterscall.net. And so that if you want to make a donation to PayPal, to Dr. Vanessa, P as in Paul, D as in David@yahoo.com through PayPal. And we will make sure that every dime, every penny gets to our Pastor Candy at this time of need. And she's doing good. I wanted to give that report. And I know she has her moments. We all do. But it was just such a blessing laughing and talking with her yesterday. So I hope that encouraged someone else. And we have just one in the queue so far, Miss Deborah. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. Well, you know, I give God thanks and praise. That word was an encouragement for me. And I'm giving God thanks and praise because I had to rush my mom for an emergency pacemaker 2 days ago. And she has 100% heart blockage. Mm. And I thank God that we're both retired healthcare professionals, so I knew how to navigate the system and where to take her to get the best care, which is the facility where we both worked at. And, I mean, God just orchestrated everything from beginning from the emergency room to her discharge. I mean, it was A1, top-of-the-line VIP treatment. And I thank God because I prayed about it before I left the house when I got the call from her doctor. And I said, God, I'm giving this to you, and you take full control of everything, the doctors who are going to care for her, the nurses. And, I mean, everything, I am so proud and pleased to say that as a former employee, I'm well pleased with this treatment that she received. And God just had everything under control. I thank God that he put people in our paths for whatever needs she had. And I'm just asking you to pray for her as she's in the recuperating stage right now. She's home, and that she will be healed and everything will go according to plan the way it's supposed to. She has a pacemaker, so that's what she has to be careful with now in these early days to make sure this doesn't get infected. So I'm thanking Amen. God for that and asking to pray for her. And pray for me too, because I'm not feeling well in my body. And I'm just believing, God, that all is well with me and I'll be able to get up and go over there to be of assistance to her. And my mother's name is Valda.
That's what it was, Valda. I was waiting for that memory charge to kick in. Okay, Mother Valda. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, and we're going to definitely be praying, Deborah, that you feel better also. And that's another one of those praise reports of how God goes before us, the Isaiah 40, that fourth verse. He makes the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth, putting who we need, where we need them to be, when we need them to be there. And that is just absolutely awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that praise report and that prayer request. We got it. Is there anyone else before we go to the Lord in prayer who'd like to hit star 6 and then 1 and come into our queue this morning? And we will definitely intercede and lift you up in prayer. We're continuing to pray for everyone's success with our 72-hour weight loss campaign. It is absolutely going great. I have, as Tiffany always has taught us, I have literally released 7 pounds on this plan and just been feeling better and just doing better. Everybody's getting the momentum, got my box full of package to sell, and just excited about God's hand and God's favor on our company through the trials, through the storms, his faithfulness, and we just praise God for it. All right, well, no one else has come into the queue. We'll go on and go to the Lord in prayer, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. Spirit of the living God, on this Father, you do know best, Friday. We thank you that you have given us the mindset to keep our minds stayed on you. You've given us the mindset to think on the things that you told us in Philippians 4:6, the things that are good and lovely and pure and just and praiseworthy, to think on these things. And I thank you that we choose to get out of park and go in the momentum and watch you blow the rule wind of God on our efforts and bless us and keep us. And we'll build the monument, the memorial in our mind that if you've done it before, you'll do it again. And we just love you for it, Father. We lift up the elderly everywhere and all those in this season of Thanksgiving in need. And all through the year, we should always give thanks, but even more, the least of these. You always, through your word, talked about the widows, the elderly, and the orphans, that they're precious in your sight. Father, let us have a heart of compassion for every opportunity you give us to be your hands extended. And we do it with a spirit of love and a spirit of excellence. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Candy. We continue to lift up her. We thank you even for the praise report of how well her daughter's doing, that she's back home in Nashville. And we just continue to cover that entire family and just give them the peace that surpasses all their understanding. Comfort them. Thank you for a loving church, living word that is just taking care of all the arrangements and just really stepping in to give Pastor Candy the Aaron and the her support that she needs. Thank you for our TMC family that's being there for our dear sister and her family also. And Father, for those who've had any loved ones transition, we send words of comfort and peace and support to them. Many of us have seen generals go home this year, and we trust you, and we are not trying to put a comma where you've put a period. But we are, Father, asking for your divine supernatural peace. Now we thank you, Father, for Mr. Deborah and Mother Valda. We just send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her body right now. We thank you for your divine intervention, that praise report of how you just lined up everybody and everything, and that her heart will have zero blockage. And as she recovers, we curse and cancel all spirits that would try to come and bring any infection or any hurt or harm to her body, that she shall have much life and life more abundantly and recuperate and to fullness, not just back to where she was, but even healthier and stronger. And Father, we do also send that word of Jehovah Rapha healing to Deborah, to her body, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We just speak health. We speak life and life abundantly. And God, we just thank you for spoken and unspoken prayer requests on this line this morning. God, we just love you. We just trust you. We look to you. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Now, we thank you for this excitement. We thank you for this momentum. We thank you for this mindset that's anchored in you, and that our attitude is one of gratitude. Right? When we want to complain, all that will come out of our mouth is, well, thank you, Jesus. When we want to be negative, you're going to nourish our spirit with a new word that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. When we get around holy haters, we're just going to help them to see that, Jesus, you alone are Lord. So we thank you that you've given us a mind today to pray. You've given us a mind today to come and sit and hear your words. You've given us a mind today to go out and be the ministers in the marketplace. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Receive this challenge, and we know we are conquerors, more than conquerors in you. And we decree and declare of all lives that all is well and all is getting, as the old saint said, Daddy God, gooder and gooder and gooder every day. Now, we'll keep the joy, we'll dwell in the peace, and we'll demonstrate your agape love this day, all through this weekend, and until we come together again, we'll give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank each and every one of you for being a part of our Master's Call today. Go out and have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow, on Monday. And for many of you, I look forward to hearing you on the morning motivational call. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.